Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Pitch here on News Talk A30 WCCO. The Twins, not victorious tonight. Come from behind victory last night at Target Field, but not tonight against the Boston Red Sox. 8-5 was the score. Twins on the losing end. And for the next 30 minutes, we'll talk Twins. I'll take your phone calls. I'll take your text. Me and Jonathan Lowe will break this bad boy down. That phone number is 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. Twins fall to the Red Sox 8-5. And there's a few things I want to touch on tonight, because clearly the good was Brooksley, which we'll get to here shortly. Also, a notable start and actually major league debut for Pearson Ohl. But there's something that bothers me about tonight's game. Okay. So let's start with the pitching. And it's not about the starter that, well, not specifically do I have an issue with the starter. The young kid, Pearson, getting an opportunity, his major league debut, plenty of family and friends in the crowd. He went 3 innings, he gave up 5 hits, 4 runs, all earned, walked a batter, struck out 4 on 72 pitches. Okay. And I know that you'll see, you know, after one start, the ERA is 12, right? He gives up the home run. That didn't bother me at all, okay? This is a kid making his major league debut, tough spot. Team is in a tough spot. You got guys nicked up. You know, pregame, you see that Byron Buxton's going to be on the 10-day injury list. Early in the ball game, Carlos Correa, he gets injured after singling and getting in that bat. So you just got a lot of just bad vibes right now for the Twins. The young man starting tonight is not what I have an issue with, okay? And it's not even, I don't even really want to call it an issue, but it's a frustration. The frustration that I have tonight, and it's more than just tonight, with our offense, is that early in ball games, we have opportunities to score runs. And they go by the wayside. And it's bigger than I think most people want to give it credit for. So follow me. The reason why specifically I felt like it was a big deal tonight is because you have Pearson making his, he's making his major league debut. Major league debut. So this is a guy with zero, zilch experience. A guy that wants to go out there and prove that he is a big leaguer. That he's ready for the moment. And early in the ball game, in the bottom of the first, Trevor Larnach walked. Carlos Correa, he singled. We got runners on first and second, and there's nobody out. We did nothing with that. Nothing with it. Castro struck out. Lewis lined out. Clemens lined out. Nothing. First and second, nobody out. You got nothing. Bottom of the second, you've got Matt Wallner on base. He's on first with one out. He advances to second on a wild pitch. So now he's on second base with one out. You can still do nothing. Bader strikes out. Vasquez, he flies out. So you've got two missed opportunities in the first couple innings. And I know that some of you will be like, well, Lake, hold on. That's like we've been doing that. Yes, I get it. But the problem tonight is when you have a young pitcher, major league debut, and you don't get them run support early. Imagine if you get them run support in the first and second inning. Even if it's one run out of each one of those innings. You know what that leads to? It's a confidence builder. It takes some pressure off. He doesn't think that he's got to be perfect or extra fine with his pitches. Like, to me, it becomes a snowball effect. And that's the thing that bothers me about watching all of this stuff play out the way that it's played out, specifically tonight. Confidence is key, and the Twins' offense right now doesn't inspire that. It doesn't. It's beyond frustrating. I just don't get it. So, to me, in a situation like tonight, and this is with any young player, right? In any sport, you want to set them up to be in positions to be successful, and you want to have your teammates back. And I'm not sitting here saying because they didn't score any runs, they didn't have his back. My point is that they didn't do a good job of having his back and taking some of the pressure off of him tonight. And that's and we've seen it way too often this year. 651-461-9226. I don't know if anybody agrees with me or not, but that's just super frustrating to see. Text line from the 763, the only player who wanted to play tonight was Brooks Lee, who didn't start. He comes in and replaces Carlos Correa. But that just, let me throw this at you, J-Lo. You play devil's advocate, or not even devil's advocate. I want your thought on this. Do you look at moments like that, specifically when you have young pitchers? It could be Zebby, it could be Festa, it could be whoever. When we don't score runs early, man, I'm not saying that they're not trying to have their guys back, but it's frustrating when they cannot get anything accomplished.
I mean, that's something that you're going to find throughout the game. Throughout any baseball game, any team that's at the professional level, if you have a young guy, you know that you want to give him a little bit of wiggle room.
Yes.
And not put him in a situation where he's stressing from pitch one through however many he's going to stay in the game. The problem tonight
is more so with us, though, because of all the injuries that we've had with our pitchers, though.
That's true. The problem tonight, though, and I thought about this as the game was ending, it was going to be a tough situation anyway. Even
yep.
though the first two runners got on, you're facing a guy like Lucas Giolito who has had his ups and downs during his career, but when he's on, when he's at his best, he's a top 15 starter in the league, in my opinion. And so having that and having a rookie making his MLB debut on the mound at that point, not saying he can't get it done, not saying he didn't pitch well the first couple of innings, but it's going to be a tall task.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. You knew going into the game you're up against it. Like, I'm not going to sit here and sugarcoat it and act like we weren't up against it. We were, right? Like, we didn't know hours before who the starter was going to be. We knew it was going to be a bullpen game, so I totally get that. But all I'm saying is that I just wish our veterans in our lineup, you know, those guys that are going out there, and I'm not saying they're not trying hard because I believe that they are trying hard. But, man, we have to take advantage of those opportunities. I feel like we lead the league in double plays. I really do. I'll have to look that up here maybe in the commercial break or find that tonight here on Final Pitch. But, like, there's just so many things that we have not gotten accomplished offensively that's super frustrating. 651-461-9226. If you'd like to weigh in on the Twins, if you'd like to call into the show or chat about it at all, they fall 8-5. And I know that we're talking about up against it, the trade deadline. I don't know about you, J-Lo. I don't anticipate us doing anything. I just don't. You had Carlos Correa have to exit the game earlier today. You got Byron Buxton, who he's got no trade anyway. He's not going anywhere. And, I mean, who else is you know, people have been talking about? They've been talking about Harrison Bader because of his defensive prowess. They've been talking about who? Joe Ryan, because he's an all-star. Like, do I think that the Twins are going to make a move before the deadline? I don't think so. What say you?
It's funny you mentioned that. I was talking about that with Josh Wheeler earlier at the beginning of the game and during the pregame. It seems like when you deal out a guy like Chris Paddock, it seems like you're going to be in sell mode. I think they may give up a few pieces, a couple pieces, maybe not a few, but a couple pieces. I wouldn't be surprised if they gave up a couple pieces before Thursday's deadline.
Really?
Yeah.
What pieces?
Not saying they're big pieces.
You said they're big pieces?
No, I'm not saying they're big pieces. I'm just saying a couple of pieces.
I'm talking about like I don't think the only notable name that I think possibly could be on the move will be a Willie Castro. I don't think anybody else outside of that. Like who all do people want?
You don't think Harrison Bader could make a dent in a lineup?
No, I know. I mentioned his name already. Yeah, like he's somebody that I could see because. Yeah, I can see a Harrison Bader or a Willie Castro. I don't see like any of the notables, though. I don't think that anything is happening with any of the notable names or the pieces that have been here that have been high draft picks, whether it's a Brooks Lee or a Trevor Lawrence. None of that's going to happen. But, yeah, Bader I could see possibly because he's attractive defensively. And then Willie Castro for what he's been. He was an all-star last year, not this year. I could see that. 651-461. 9226. We'll take our first break. We'll come back. We'll get to who cooked tonight, and it's going to be obvious who did that. This is Final Pitch right here on The Good Neighbor.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
All right, welcome back to Final Pitch. News Talk 830 WCCO. Henry Lake, I'm your host, and we're talking about the Twins, and the Twins fall tonight to the Boston Red Sox. So this series is squared away at one apiece. We'll see who wins the series tomorrow. 651-461-9226. That is the phone number. Like I mentioned a little bit earlier, or in the opening segment, Lucas Giolito, he was opposing Ole tonight on the mound for the Twins. And I didn't give the stats for Lucas Giolito because he had I thought he had a decent night. Now, Lucas Giolito, and I know that Jonathan Lowe mentioned Lucas in the opening segment just about how good he can be at times. He's not the vintage Lucas Giolito from a couple of years ago, but he's still good. Tonight he goes six, gives up five hits, one earned run, walked a couple of batters, struck out five on 101 pitches. I'll say this, J-Lo, and you can chime in before we get to who cooked tonight. Giolito, I agree with you. He can still be tough in some spots. But I don't feel like he is anywhere near the guy that we saw a couple of years ago. Like, I think that he is, I hate saying this because he's, was he 31? I'll just go ahead and say it. He is past his prime. He's not in his prime years. I think he's starting to decline a little bit, but he's still racking up W's.
Yeah, I he is now more of a mid-rotation starter than a front-line ace.
Yes, he's on the back end of his career. Yes.
Yes, but again, and that's why I said he's up and down, but when he's on, he still has stuff that can compete with most of the top pitchers in the league. He just doesn't have the consistency that he had, like you said, 2-3 seasons ago. You did mention something before the break, talking about double plays and how many double plays the Twins have grounded into. This is according to StatMuse.com for this season. The Twins have grounded into 74 double plays. Ugh. That is tied for 10th in the league.
I'm surprised we're not higher. Seriously.
Oh, they got a ways to go to I was going to say Oakland. The Athletics, they lead the league in GIDPs, 88. Houston is actually second with 87, and the New York Mets with 85. So two teams that are pretty well above 500, second and third in ground into double plays this season so far.
Gotcha. All right, well, it's that time here as part of the show in the second segment. We always do this. It's time to find out who cooked tonight. Well, the guy that cooked tonight, right? Like it's time to get into who cooked tonight. And the guy that cooked tonight, it's easy. Like, some nights you got a couple of guys you can look at and you can say, okay, maybe here or there. No, it was easy tonight. It was Brooks Lee. Brooks Lee was 3-for-4 at the plate. He had all the runs batted in, all of them. He had multiple home runs. And the one that we'll play here is the two-run bomb in the seventh that gave the Twins some life.
As this ball hit well to left center field for Brooks Lee, that's got some juice in it, headed to the bullpen, and that ball is gone. Have a night, Brooks. Two-run homer, Brooks Lee. Twins are back in it. It's 6-3.
All right, so Brooks Lee, but this goes back, J-Lo, to what I was saying to start off the show. Because Brooks replaces Carlos Correa, right? He's in the game. He has two home runs tonight. He has all the runs batted in tonight. You know what he is playing with right now? Take a stab at it.
Playing with fire, cooking with gas.
No. He's playing with a lot of confidence.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of confidence at the plate right now. Confidence.
Cooking with gas, playing with confidence, that's the same thing.
Building off of, what did he do last night? He had the walk-off hit. So that confidence rolled into tonight when his name was called. My point is that, man, give the pitchers a little bit of confidence early. Score them a couple of runs. Give them some breathing room. You can go so far, not just in sports, but in life, when you have confidence. And it just, right now, Brooks Lee has that. But how many other guys have confidence? Not many. So Brooks Lee, that's who cooked tonight. Presented by Chef IQ Sense. Never under or overcook your chicken, fish, or meat again with Chef IQ Sense. Buy yours now at chefiq.com. Shout out to Brooks Lee. He really brought it tonight. And like the text line said a little bit earlier, from the 763, the only player who wanted to play tonight was Brooks Lee. I think the others wanted to play, and I know that, got to start his major league debut. It didn't work out the way that he would have liked. But the bottom line is, man, he was the guy that was he was cooking. What did you say he was cooking with? What did you say he was cooking with?
Cooking with gas.
Cooking with gas. He was cooking with gas. All right, we will take a break. We'll come back. We'll get to the highlights and some of the post-game reaction, and then we'll wrap it up here on Final Pitch. All right, final segment of Final Pitch. News Talk 830 WCCO. Twins fall to the Red Sox 8-5. They are back at it tomorrow at noon. I'm starting to feel bad, man. I'm starting to feel bad, and the reason why I'm starting to feel bad, J-Lo, is because it's starting to set in what the season is. What the season is for the Minnesota Twins, it's really starting to set in on me. That we're not looking at the postseason. And I hate to say that because there's time to maybe make a run in the wild card, but I'm not sure, man. I'm not seeing it. 12-10 first pitch tomorrow, though, against Boston. Zebby Matthews on the mound for your Minnesota Twins. All right, so let's get to the highlights. And this was a great highlight early in the ball game. Harrison Bader, a guy that should be attractive to people out there that want to add to their team defensively because he's a stud defensively. He's had some clutch hits this year as well for the Twins, but defensively is where he makes his money, and he robbed a home run, saving one in center field tonight in the top of the second.
Abreu slightly open stance, left-handed bat, swings and lifts one in the air, deep center. Bader going back, still going back, base of the wall, leaps at the wall, and he makes the catch. Harrison Bader pulled it back at the top of the wall to keep this a scoreless game.
All right, the top of the third, that was when Pearson Ohl, he really got into a lot of trouble. That was the inning in which he gave up the runs. And already trailing 2-0, Trevor Story with a blast. This home run doubled the lead to 4-0.
Ohl sets and delivers. And this ball hit high in the air, left center field. Castro going back, Bader going back. Deepest part of the ballpark. Bader's at the wall. He won't catch this one. Home run, Trevor Story. He snaps his 0-for-12 with a two-run shot into the bullpen in left center field, and it's 4-0 in favor of the Boston Red Sox.
All right, Brooks Lee did everything for this club tonight. You heard the home run that he had on who cooked tonight. This was the first hit that he had, a flare off of his bat that got the Twins on the board. They trail at this point 5-1.
Giolito checks, delivers. A little fly ball into left center field. Bader's going to come around third and score. Bobbled in the outfield, and they're going to hold the runner up, Vasquez, as Lee makes it to second base. Just stuck the bat out on a changeup, flared it into left center field.
And, you know, we played the highlight. Brooks Lee hit a two-run home run a little bit later, shortly after that, which cut the deficit to 6-3. Then in the ninth, when the Twins were trailing 8-3, he became the sixth Twin in the history of this club to homer from both sides of the plate. Bottom of the ninth, this two-run bomb cut the deficit to 8-5.
If he can go deep here, he gets his name on the ball. And he hits this ball high in the air to right field, towards the overhang, get up and gone. Brooks Lee becomes the sixth Minnesota Twin to homer from both sides of the plate in the same game. It's 8-5, and Brooks Lee will join Chili Davis, Kenny Vargas, Jorge Polanco, Ryan Domet, and Roy Smalley in a very small club.
So hold on, J-Lo, let's decide this right now. I believe Chris Atterbury might have made a call right there. Did he call that? I felt like he called that.
Yeah, he was going through. I cut in the tail end of what he was saying. He was talking about Lee hits.
Yeah, he could be in an exclusive club, and he could be the sixth or whatever. But
he said Lee hit one from one side of the plate, and yeah, he, and basically saying
that's
yeah,
a call. I'm giving credit.
He put a call on it. Yeah,
yeah, he called that one. That's all we would get, though. 8-5 would be the final score. Post game, Rocco talking about Lee homering from both sides of the plate.
Most people don't have that kind of tool in their toolbox. You know, you normally come up, right-handed swing, all of us in Little League, except for a very few, you know, lucky left-handed guys. And then there's the real select few who do it from both sides of the plate. And we've been lucky to have some good switch hitters here that I've been, you know, I feel fortunate to be able to put in the lineup and watch. And, you know, Brooks is the next one to come along. And, you know, there's a good advantage. You're always going to be on the strong side of things. Yeah, I'll tell you this. It doesn't happen very often. First of all, just to go deep twice in a game doesn't happen very often at all for anybody. But, you know, for you or I, that it's just never going to happen. But for a guy like that who's getting better, maturing, figuring things out at the plate, you know, always got his eye towards, like, what the next adjustment is that he's going to make. That's how I think Brooks approaches things and the way he thinks about things. So things are certainly looking up for him, and it was a great couple days for him.
All right, Rocco talking about just overall Brooks Lee's play the last couple of days.
Yeah, Brooks, obviously, with the game winner yesterday, comes in today for Correa. has a big day, really big day. He's been working hard. He's been playing, but he also hasn't been in there some days. He's using those days well. He's getting a ton of work in. Maybe also recharging himself a little bit too. Not being in the lineup every day. But he's continued to stay hungry and he's worked hard. And those are good swings. He's stayed through the ball good. You know, on the second homer, stays through it good. Keeps the barrel in the zone good and battled in the at bat. You know, shoots the other one. The other way. I mean, that's kind of the bat maneuverability that he has. He can do a lot of different things. And we saw it today. He showed a lot of what he could do today offensively.
All right, let's hear from Brooks. Just his mindset talking about switch inning.
Definitely. Yeah, I think if you don't have the right mindset, though, it doesn't matter how much work you put in. You think you have to have a good mindset, be sometimes less hard on yourself. I think we're all like bipolar switch hitters, and we're all really hard on ourselves when we don't have the success from one side. Like my right-handed side, I get less reps, but I'm harder than on myself on that side. So like makes no sense, but it's just how, you know, I think we're wired.
All right, Pearson Ohl, he got his major league debut tonight for the Minnesota Twins, went three innings, gave up the four runs. He recaps his major league debut.
Yeah, I mean, it's what every kid dreams of, is making their major league debut. And mine was by the team that drafted me back in 2021, so that was super special. Started off on a great foot, but yeah, I mean, there's things to continue and there's things to change, and I'm excited for what's to come.
And then last but not least, how he felt when he got the call?
I mean, it's almost to the point where you can't even comprehend anything else what anyone else is saying. You're just laughing, and my road roommate, Will Holland, at the time, he goes, "Dude," he goes, "you're going to the show?" And like, you just can't understand anything else. It's surreal.
Yeah, it is. All right. If Zebby Matthews can get a win tomorrow, that means that the Twins get a series victory over the Red Sox. I will talk to you guys tomorrow night right here on the Lake Show.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.